This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Markets have been setting records pretty much every other week for months now. We've talked a lot on this program about the disconnect between the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the broader economy, but there's another disconnect. You'd think sky-high markets would translate to high times on Wall Street, but that's not the case. Things are tight on Wall Street these days, and they're getting tighter. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith takes a look at how the soaring Dow has left Wall Street behind.
The markets are setting records. Investors are making money hand over fist. And Wall Street, well, it's looking a little lean.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough even for the people that are really good at it, to be honest.
Jesse Maris is the president of Street ID, a financial careers service. He says jobs on Wall Street have been drying up.
It's definitely an eat what you kill business. So there are people losing their positions in that space.
Why is there less of a killing to be made for Wall Street workers? I put that question to Wall Street economist Max Wolf.
Trading volumes are way lower.
Trading volumes, a.k.a. how many trades are done per day. That's where Wall Street makes its money. Take it from Mark Hanna, the outrageous chest-thumping stockbroker in The Wolf of Wall Street, played by Matthew McConaughey.
Name of the game? Move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
Right, but if you can make a client's money at the same time, it's advantageous to everyone, correct?
No.
The Wall Street satire is set in the 90s. At that time, the markets were at about half of where they are today. But trading volumes were high, and being a trader was a very lucrative job. And as Hanna explains, investor wealth had nothing to do with it.
He thinks he's getting rich, which he is, on paper. But you and me, the brokers, we're taking home cold hard cash via commission.
Fewer trades mean fewer commissions, a lot fewer. Trading volume has been really low since the financial crisis. Last year, the number of trades was a third lower than it was in 2009. Max Wolf says a big reason for the low trading volume is the low level of investor enthusiasm.
This is one of the world's most hated rallies. It's been pretty clear that the markets got well ahead of the macroeconomic health of the U.S. And so everyone sort of kept waiting for this correction that didn't come. And slowly, begrudgingly, people jumped on board because they couldn't afford to just watch other people make money forever. But they didn't believe in it. And they definitely don't want to catch the elevator ride down that everyone's afraid may come.
So investors are putting their money in the markets and leaving it there. They're not buying a hot new stock or selling it off based on a hot tip. They're buying and holding. Lawrence White is a professor of economics at the NYU Stern School of Business.
For there to be trades, there have to be differences of opinion. Somebody's got to think it's a good time to buy, and somebody else has to be thinking it's a good time to sell. When trading volumes are lower, it just means there's less diversity of opinion, more consensus.
All of that consensus has had a very chilling impact on Wall Street, says Street ID's Jesse Maris.
It's really alarming for the people that are in the broker-dealer seats that really rely on the trading volumes. Despite the record highs, it's still really hard for them to make the commissions that they were making and make the livings that they were making because, you know, the volume's low and the volatilities are so low.
But even if the volatility and volume come back, the chest-thumping Mark Hanna of late 90s Wall Street probably won't rise again. Electronic trading has replaced brokers and traders to a large extent, which means the future Wall Street broker will probably sound a whole lot less like Mark Hanna and a whole lot more like,
"Good afternoon, Mr. Amer. Everything is going extremely well."
How? In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.